USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Researchers report the first vaccine tested in the United States for the coronavirus boosted volunteers' immune systems. The results are just what infectious disease experts like Dr. Anthony Fauci and fellow developers had hoped for.
Candidates that showed really good neutralizing antibodies, safe, no adverse events, but good levels of neutralizing antibodies.
He says the vaccine will now begin key final testing. He also says there are no guarantees.
I think by the end of this year and the beginning of calendar year 2021, we will have enough information to know whether the candidates that we're dealing with are safe and effective.
According to researchers, so far there are no serious side effects. Nearly 24 possible coronavirus vaccines are in various stages of testing around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Firefighters are still trying to contain a blaze aboard a Navy ship in San Diego. Rear Admiral Philip Sovic.
The helicopter squadron, HSC-3, conducted more than 1,200 helicopter water bucket drops, which is cooling the superstructure and flight decks, which is really the key enabler for crews to get on board internally to fight the fire.
Ghislaine Maxwell, the one-time girlfriend and confidant of Jeffrey Epstein, has made a virtual courtroom appearance. She'll remain behind bars until her trial 1 year from now. In a hearing, the federal judge sided with prosecutors who argued that Maxwell was an extreme flight risk due to several foreign bank accounts. Bail was denied. The defense claimed that the British socialite was not a substitute for Jeffrey Epstein and that she was the target of media spin. Statements from victims state that Maxwell was a calculating sexual predator who made them fear for their safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An underground pipeline that stretches from North Dakota to Illinois will keep pumping oil for now. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
A judge had ordered that the Dakota Access Pipeline be shut down by August 5th. But on Tuesday, a court of appeals issued a stay. It means the pipeline can stay in operation amid the ongoing court battles over it. Local tribes have been against the pipeline's construction for years. The court is still considering if it should be shut down altogether due to permitting issues dating back to 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to the IRS website, the 2019 income tax filing and payment deadline for all taxpayers who file and pay their federal income taxes on April 15th is automatically extended till July 15th. With details, here's USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The pandemic pushed back the deadline to file and pay 2019 federal income taxes to July 15th. According to the IRS, around 142 million taxpayers have already filed their returns, but the IRS has not processed them all. Paul Schwartz is an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he says you should not be aiming for that big refund instead.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.